Yeah, sorry for the fake crack noise. I cracked mine the first time I went to record, and Ethan dropped his phone and ruined everything, so we had to restart. But welcome to The Vault again.
The Vault.
I don't even know what episode this is. 10?
10.
10.
Episode 10, that's a long way.
Hey, we're 10 episodes in. If you're still with us, we appreciate you.
A lot.
A lot. Hey, stick with us, because things are going to start ramping up. We're going to get better. Juicy topics. I feel like last week was a good topic.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Very. We'll probably do that again sometime. Probably go live sometime soon as well. This week we got some current events to talk about. Some things. We haven't talked about that. So, I mean, every so often we'll probably go current events. Just to kind of keep things fresh, you know. Anything you want to say before we get into it?
No.
Okay. Hit us with a fact.
The fact of the day. Which actually ties into what we're talking about today. The stock market is more than 400 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand how that works, but hey, explain it to me if you...
So, most people.
Most people. Most people down here.
Most people would say that the stock market is only about 100 years old, which would be about as long as technology has been around, right?
Yeah.
Really, the idea of a stock market was started in the Netherlands in 1602. The Dutch East... Sorry. Do you have something to say?
It caught me off guard. No, 1602 caught me off guard. Sorry, I apologize.
The Dutch East India Company started issuing paper shares. Shareholders could sell and buy these paper shares. This company was the first concept of a stock market. This led to the creation of the oldest stock exchange, the Amsterdam Stock Exchange. Today, it is known as the Euronext Stock Exchange.
Hmm.
Very interesting.
I would have never known that. I've been like, yo, that's crazy.
Me either until I just looked it up. Odd facts.
Joke.
Let's hear it.
What do you call it when Batman skips church?
I don't know.
Christian Bale.
Okay. All right.
LOL. So we got a couple feel good things before we get into some more kind of serious stuff, I guess. It's not really serious, but it kind of is serious too, because it has an impact on people we know, people like us, just people. So IKEA, I don't know if you know this, they purchased 11,000 acres of forest in southeast Georgia so it doesn't get developed. You know, it has diverse ecosystems. So they purchased 11,000 forest acres in southeast Georgia, so that doesn't get developed. So good for IKEA.
That's awesome. Hey, that is truly awesome.
Moving on. UFC, what was it, 257 just happened?
I believe so.
257. I should have had that on there, but hey. McGregor-Poirier fight was kind of a letdown. I honestly thought the dude McGregor was going to get the dub, but he's just been out of the game a little too long.
Yeah, he's getting old.
That, but hey, he said it himself. That's not a business you can be in and take time off and come back and expect to be a champion.
That's true.
You got to stay there. I mean, Poirier, rocking those leg kicks.
Rocked it.
That's what got McGregor. His legs were just destroyed. But the big story of the night, still in the lightweight division, my boy from High Ridge, an All-American wrestler, Michael Chandler. That boy knocked out Dan Hooker.
Straight
fighter.
Made
a statement. First UFC fight, came in and just did his thing.
It's awesome.
Oh, Michael Chandler. Oh, get me more fired up. I'm looking at our next topic. Boy, I have been fired up since Friday night. Nolan Arenado to the St. freaking Louis Cardinals.
That's exciting.
That's real exciting.
That's really, really exciting.
Granted, he can opt out after this season if he wanted to.
Oh, so no permanent contract.
I mean, he's got 6 years, $199 million left on his contract. But he can opt out after this year if he wanted. He can opt out in 2022. But granted, he had a no-trade clause. So he had to waive that to come to St. Louis. Just saying. St. Louis fans, hey, y'all got to show the boy some love. Make him stay, which I think he will. And the Rockies are sending $50 million to the Cardinals for his contract. And the Cardinals didn't give up a top 100 prospect. They gave up Austin Gomber, looks like. It's not official yet, but it's looking like they're giving up Austin Gomber. Lukin Baker, which is kind of sad. Lukin Baker can just drop bombs.
Yeah.
He hits piss rockets, 500-foot bombs. If he goes to Coors Field, he's going to hit a 500-foot bomb, and everyone's going to be like, holy shit.
That's a good trade.
Yeah, it wasn't, but I mean, Arnold's the best third baseman in MLB.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Another thing that fires me up. Sunday. I'm not talking about like an ice cream sundae. I'm talking about Sunday.
The Sunday.
February 7th, I think that is.
Is that it?
I'm.
Sounds good.
It sounds right. I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely the 7th. Yeah, February 7th. Yeah.
What is it? Tell me about it.
Oh, you know those boys up there that play at Arrowhead in that red and gold? They're trying to run it back against Tom Brady. I almost threw up just saying his name.
Yeah, I don't even speak that name around here.
Yeah.
Surprised you're still in my house.
Yeah. Tom Brady, piece of poo. Don't get me wrong. He's a good quarterback.
He's a good quarterback.
I hate that guy. Yeah, those Chiefs. God, I shouldn't say we're running back. I'm not a part of the team.
Right.
So I'm not saying, we won the Super Bowl last year. No, we didn't. Because I didn't do shit for that team.
Just rooted them on.
I rooted them on.
You were there emotionally.
They won. Yeah. I watched them win. If you don't play for that team, you're not a part of we. There's no we won.
No, they won.
Yeah, they won. Patrick Mahomes is throwing the football.
And they are going to win again.
I'm not saying much. But, I mean, Patrick Mahomes. I could throw the football further than that, dude. Weak arm. Just kidding. That's my guy. I can't talk bad about him. You got any predictions for the score? Who's going to win?
Definitely the Chiefs. 43-27.
Oh, wow. You just
threw it's going to be a blowout.
Like, oh, wow. See, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I'm still going Chiefs. I'm going 34-27.
We making bets?
Here's the thing.
An ice cream? From Dairy Queen.
Okay, fine. No, what's up the bets?
Licks. Gotcha.
Nope.
No?
Nope. Wings.
Okay. Carolina Gold's gotcha.
But we got to figure this out live right here for everybody. Is it we doing point spread? Like, if, say, I'm saying the Chiefs win by 7, you're saying they win by 17. I don't even know. I just think I made that number up.
16, 17, something like that.
So is it... Chiefs win 10 and under, I win. 10 and up, you win. And if they lose, we just call it a wash.
How about we just go get wings?
Okay, sounds good to me.
That sounds a good idea.
I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to be close in the first half, maybe. I mean, Tyreek Hill did have like 206 yards in the first quarter last time they played. 2 touchdowns, 206 yards, whatever. Dude's a stud. He's fast. I think Tampa Bay's going to have a good game plan coming out. But I really think it's probably going to be like 27-17 going in the fourth quarter. Chiefs get a touchdown, you know, and then...
I think it's going to be a chasing game.
Tampa Bay gets a field goal. Chiefs kind of run the ball. Then Tampa Bay just gets one of those like little last-second touchdowns.
Yeah.
34-27.
Okay.
34-27. I'm feeling that.
Okay, 43-27. I hear you.
I mean, whatever. All right. What do you got going on in the world today that you'd like to talk about?
I'd just like to briefly touch on it.
Okay. Briefly. Briefly touch it.
Not get too political about anything, you know.
Yeah, we don't get political about that on this. Here. Nope.
But the Keystone XL pipeline. Mm-hmm. It's affected a lot of people. A lot of people that I know.
Yes, sir.
And, just some information on that. That pipeline would have carried nearly 800,000 barrels of oil a day. It's a lot of oil.
A lot. It would have helped our economy, but
yes.
Teach their own. Not getting political.
Nope. It was roughly 1,700 miles long, running all the way from the southern Canada all the way down to southern Texas. I don't know the exact city. I saw it on the map, but I didn't read the city name.
I mean, yeah, it's
going. But it's running all the way down there.
Going all, yeah.
There was speculation about the 11,000 jobs that were lost.
Mm-hmm.
Those jobs that they were lost. They confirmed that. 11,000 jobs. It's a lot of jobs. It's a lot of families that aren't fed.
11,000. That's what you got to think. That's 11,000 jobs just on that one. And right. It could get worse from there if the pipeline doesn't continue to... If the pipeline doesn't continue to get built and all that, I mean, more jobs are going to get lost.
Yes. And there was already 2,000 people already working on that prior to the shutdown. So that's rough on those families.
Mm-hmm. Especially at this time of everything right. going on in the world right now. That was counting on that job, and hey, now you don't have it.
Oil from that pipeline would have been around $10 a barrel as far as the cost.
That's a lot cheaper than some places.
And on the railroad, which is actually four railroads that Jimmy Buffett owns, all four of them that are international cost nearly $30 a barrel to transport along that railroad. Hey. So that's $20 a barrel times 800,000.
I'm not good at math.
It's a lot.
But I think $10 a barrel is just a tad cheaper than $30 a barrel.
Just a tad.
Which, I mean, I feel like would save money. But hey, to each their own, I guess. Apparently, me not being good at math, other people aren't either because they can't see that that's what it is. But... I know I was watching you do some calculations over there. I was waiting for you to talk, and you're just looking at me.
Every day. So the $10 a barrel, of course, is $8 million.
Yeah.
$30 a barrel, that's $24 million.
Hmm.
And somebody's getting a rough cut of that every day.
Like I said, I'm
not mentioning it.
I'm not good at math, but $8 million is quite significantly less than $24 million. Maybe they should go to school down in Potosi. Then they would learn basic math.
If he got 2% of that $24 million every day, he'd have $175,200,000 every year.
Is that he 2%. Who shall not be named?
Yeah. Gotcha. Jimmy Buffett.
I mean, okay, I say he
shall not be named. I mean, we all know who he is.
Yeah, because you already name drop.
But yeah, that's all I want to talk about on that one today. It's interesting. Pipeline's rough.
Can I add something on there?
Yeah.
Not saying it's a coincidence, because it's not a coincidence.
Not at all.
Gas prices have gone up already.
Yes, since January 20th, they've went up.
I mean, it was like $1.75, and now it's gone up like almost 50 cents already.
Yep.
It's like $2.20.
We're in the early stages. Yeah. Yet to come.
And I'm sure it's more expensive in, like, bigger cities.
Oh, I'm sure. Because
usually in the state of Missouri, Potosi, this area has lower gas prices. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to drive up to St. Louis right now and see $2.40 gas prices.
No.
I'd turn my happy ass around. We ain't going up there.
Stay home.
Stay home. All right. Now, this is something. I'm going to take a drink real quick before we get into this, because this could be very historical for the people of the United States.
Very.
Or it could turn out really bad.
Hopefully that doesn't happen.
All right, the stock market. Everything that's going on right now is absolutely absurd. And it's bonkers, honestly, to see everything going on. And for those of you who don't know, there's all these shorts are being sold. They're trying to short squeeze out the hedge funders, which honestly the hedge funders just garbage. We haven't used garbage on here in a while. But basically, for those of you that don't know what's going on, or for those of you that have seen it, don't really know what about it. So what you basically need to know is people, they're buying shorts, which is when you buy something, you borrow it from the broker, you sell it immediately, and then try to get your money back. Let me word that better. You borrow a stock from a broker and sell it immediately at its current price. Then you hope the stock's price falls, that you can buy the stock at a lower price and return the shares. to the borrower, to the broker you borrowed it from, but keeping the difference. So basically, we'll just throw, say we had stock. Say the vault had stock.
Okay.
I'm the broker. You're buying it. You borrow it. I'm quotating it for no one to see. You borrow it from me for $10.
Right.
You buy it, borrow whatever, for $10, and sell it immediately. $10. There. Stock falls to $5. Then you buy your share back from me, and right. You get $5. You made a profit of $5.
That's odd. I don't understand how that works.
Because you sold it at 10, and you bought it back for 5.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
So you got $5.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Now, here's the other way, though. If it goes up, you sell it at 10, you buy it back at 15, you're out $5. So it'll go either way. That's with like all this GameStop going, GameStop, AMC, Dogecoin, all that just going through the roof. And hedge funders are not happy about it because it is not going good for them at all. So it was, I think it was Reddit where it was posted at, and they won.
Yeah, the Wall Street Bets.
Yeah, they, someone noticed that a hedge fund had taken a massive amount of short trades against GameStop. And I don't know if anyone, like, I don't use Reddit, but I know some people do. A lot of people do, actually. And I did not realize there was that many people on Reddit that was following Wall Street Bets. But they convinced them to buy stock in GameStop, buy the shorts, and it went through the roof. And I'm gonna make sure I get my number right. But and the hedge funds shorts, like their positions,
yeah.
They were losing billions of dollars. The hedge fund was. Which one? I think this one, I don't know the name of it, lost almost $15 billion. Because they had to buy all their shorts back because they was losing so much money. So they lost almost $15 billion. Now I think there's...
That's crazy.
$15 billion.
I don't even know what that looks like.
What, $15
billion? Yeah.
I don't even know what...
A million looks like. I don't even know what 15,000 looks like. My car outside, that's what it looks like.
This whole thing is called a short squeeze when you're doing that to the hedge funders.
Right.
I think there's now two hedge funds that are going bankrupt because of... They did another one on AMC, and, like, they're going bankrupt because of it. And, like, the one hedge fund was helping another hedge fund, and now they're both going bankrupt.
Melvin Capital was one of them.
Yes, that's what it is. And, GameStop has gone up, like, I think they're almost like a Fortune 500 company right now. Just because so many people have bought their stock. Yeah. And they've gone up like $12 billion in the past week.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
To see.
Their stock right now is currently sitting where I saw it. Sitting around the $325 mark to buy a share.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It started out at like $5.
Yeah. It opened today at $3.79, which, I mean, it fluctuates. And AMC, they're at 14, but they're trying to regulate shit now. So GameStop went up, and AMC's still kind of sitting there. I mean, your Dogecoin is...
staying about the same.
It's less than a dollar. But, hey, if everything I've been reading about that's right... That's like going to be a new Bitcoin. You're just going to go...
Buy it up now.
Buy it up now, and you can sell it for tons later. And this whole Dogecoin thing started out as a meme in like 2013.
They call it a meme stock.
Yeah.
That's what they call
it. Well, hey, you know what kind of dog is on the Doge thing? It's a Shiba Inu. You know who has a Shiba Inu? Your boy over here talking. So it hit
Oh, yeah?
It hits home. But here's my luck. I have this worst luck, so I would buy this, and it would just... I'd have to pay, like, $4,000 back. And I'd be like, no, this is why I don't do this. But like Dogecoin right now, I think they've grown over 600%.
That's crazy.
Yes. They're worth about $9 billion right now. It's absolutely insane. GameStop's grown 400%. It's insane to me what, like, I don't know. And then Elizabeth Warren is telling the SEC that this is market manipulation. Hey, what do you guys do to us all the time? Market manipulation. What we're doing
is exactly what they're doing.
I shouldn't say what we're doing because I'm not doing.
What they are doing.
What the people of the United States, the great people of the great country of the United... the great people of the United States are... they're doing it legally, though. It'd be different if they were doing it illegally. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And they're doing it the right way.
Yeah, they're doing
it
the right way.
They're not short selling.
Yeah, they're doing it the right way. And I guarantee these hedge funders are trying to buy all this stuff back because they're doing some illegal shit on the side.
Oh, for sure.
It's absolutely insane. You got something you want to add?
No.
Okay, you were looking at me like you had something you wanted to add.
No.
Oh. but... I'm pretty sure, I don't think it's official yet, but I've been trying to keep up with it. But I think the SEC is actually going to side with the people instead of the hedge funds. And if that happens, holy shit. Can you believe that?
New revolution.
Oh, it's crazy. Like, it's the wealth is coming back to the people instead of the bigwigs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane. Hey, your thing was on there.
Yeah.
But, and then Robinhood, that trading app. Oh, yeah, free trading all the time. They made that thing in 2016. They tweeted out, oh, free trading all the time. Then all of a sudden, when they start losing a little bit of money, oh, hey, we're blocking trades.
Yep.
Yeah.
I saw a few people where they had bought stock in GameStop overnight before it blew up, and it blocked their trades.
Yeah. I'd be. Which
legally.
Can't do that.
No, they can't do that. So those people have a legal case if they wanted to pursue that.
But, I mean, it's crazy. Just keep following it. My ankle just shattered. I don't know if anybody heard that.
Yeah.
It really hurts now. keep following it. Margot Robbie.
Oh, boy.
I love you. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, boy.
Anybody you want to say you love?
No. Just my wife.
You said no, but I was about to say, hey, you might want to mention Liz. I think she's probably listening right now. Other than that, as always, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TheVault_pod. Keep on keeping on.
Yep. Take it to the moon.
Take it to the
moon. As the Wall Street Bets would say.
just keep on supporting, guys. We really appreciate it. It's been fun. And we're gonna keep doing this. We're gonna start ramping things up. But we got some good stuff for you guys.
Yeah,
we are Gucci Flip Flops.
Gucci Flip Flop, hit it in the side.